This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I have to say that as we are embarking on the new year, joining us today is one of the accomplished leaders and coach who inspires companies with her vision for what's possible and her ability to execute and drive the results. And Laurie Parfit is with us today. She has over two decades of driving innovations, and it's so nice to have you with us. Now, your title is such an interesting title, because many people are saying, okay, Laurie, what exactly is a fractional, tell us exactly what a fractional chief marketing officer.
Well, thank you so much, Frankie, for having me. I am happy to answer that question. So a fractional chief marketing officer is an executive that you get on a part-time limited basis to help grow your executive team. And so one of the things that I do is I work with brands, operators, technology, and ancillary services in the cannabis space who don't need a full-time CMO or can't afford a full-time CMO. And I provide those services with my team. We can actually staff your entire marketing team for less than the cost of a person. And so that really helps, you know, some of these underfunded companies be able to take advantages of the fact that you can get a fractional executive without the price tag or the commitment. And so fractional leadership has really started to grow in the past couple of years. I started my career in cannabis when I transitioned from CPG as the head of marketing for a multi-state operator. And what I learned very quickly in the cannabis space is that the average tenure of a CMO in cannabis is 6 months.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that unbelievable?
That's crazy. Tell us why.
Because when financials get tight, the first thing to go is marketing. So the way cannabis operators kind of look at it is, if you can't produce your product, then all the marketing in the world isn't going to save you. And that's true. And so they're always going to prioritize operations over marketing. And the other piece of that is, when you hire a CMO, a lot of times you're paying a big price tag. You're paying, you know, a six-figure salary with benefits, with equity, with bonus.
Right.
And that's very expensive. And that CMO doesn't want to be the only person in marketing. So then they want to hire people. Then they want to bring on agencies. And they have to spend all this money. So your commitment to marketing becomes incredibly expensive very quickly. And so what we saw back in like 2020 was, at the very beginning, before COVID started, we actually saw a capital markets crisis in the cannabis space, which is what I learned the hard way about how marketing is prioritized and viewed, as well as a lot of my colleagues across the industry. And, you know, we're seeing some of the same things right now. And so fractional leadership really provides these brands and operators and companies with what they need without that big price tag. You can scale it the way you want to. And, you know, my company is all about, you know, meeting these companies where they're at and making sure that we can provide them what they need at a budget and scale that works for them. And, you know, the thing is that in the cannabis space, it's, you know, 6 months for a CMO. And in traditional industries, it's only 18 months.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, and so that's where it becomes, you know, much more advantageous for professionals like me, as well as companies, to really go the fractional route. Most of these companies really don't need a full-time CMO. And so this gives them the option without having to really commit.
So, Lori, tell me what is going on in the cannabis arena for 2023. What are the visions? What do you hope to see change? And then maybe give us an update of what has happened in the past, because I think COVID kind of put a wrench in that, separated a lot of companies and really made it difficult to continue.
Yeah. So, you know, going back to 2020, we had the capital markets crisis at the very beginning of the year, which preceded COVID, believe it or not. And then, you know, what was interesting was COVID had a devastating effect on the economy in general. You know, I've never seen anything quite like that. I mean, and I lived through, you know, 07, 08, that recession. But this was really, you know, an interesting dynamic where people got very scared very quickly. We saw, you know, over 10% unemployment. Luckily for the cannabis space, though, they were considered an essential business. And so dispensaries were allowed to stay open, grows were allowed to continue, you know, growing and manufacturing. And so that helped actually bring the cannabis industry out of that capital markets crisis, believe it or not. But what's interesting about 2023 is that we're seeing the same kind of dynamic. So we saw it starting, I would say right around, you know, July, August of 2022, we saw a tightening in the capital markets. And so when you think about the cannabis space versus traditional industries, cannabis has a much smaller group of investors. So when capital markets tighten up, when we hear talks of things like recession, it affects the cannabis industry at a much larger rate, because the access that we have to those funds is much more limited than you would even see in any other industry.
Yes. I don't think people realize how expensive the cannabis operations are. I mean, talk about the hidden expenses that we don't see this. When we see, oh, the green boom, or when we see that this is all happening, it's very exciting, the cannabis industry. What people are not understanding is that this industry has to pay for security. This industry, lots of security. This industry has issues with banking. The taxes are absolutely, some states are, it's just unfair. It's cruel. I don't even know how companies can stay alive.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And for an industry that's not federally recognized, it's amazing how much the federal government takes in taxes as well. And so
that's the biggest dichotomy of the,
I mean, yep.
the insanity of that alone, Lori. It is not, there is no federal, it just blows my mind.
I know. Me too. I mean, I would say the federal takes more than the states, and the states are what's really supporting it. But it's funny that you bring this up, because, you know, I remember when I first started in this space, I was talking to someone. They're like, oh, my son said when he gets out of college, he's going to open up a cannabis dispensary. And I'm like, oh, well, that's really interesting. I'm like, does he have $1 to $2 million? And they're like, well, no. And I'm like, opening a dispensary is not like opening a boutique, like a regular store. What you need to do to get your license and get things up and running is much more expensive and much more difficult. The barriers to entry are very high.
Yes.
And a grow facility or manufacturing, that's even more expensive to get up and running.
And Lori, if you don't have the right funding and you don't have the right resources and you have a bad crop, you're really screwed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is an industry where, you know, the ups and downs are real. You are on a roller coaster all the time.
All the time. All right. We have to get ready for a break. Give everybody, Lori Parfit is our guest today, an accomplished executive. What is the best website? How can people find you?
So my website, which is under construction right now, but will be up shortly, is www.lkpimpact.com. And you can find me on LinkedIn as well. So it's just Lori Parfit on LinkedIn. And that is where I post, where I'm doing my speaking engagements, when I'm going to be at conferences, and any of the podcasts I'm on.
Wonderful. We'll take a quick break. Be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z in Educational Odyssey.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. We're really talking about the insides and the outsides and the total world of running a cannabis business with a cannabis executive. And Laurie Harfitt is our guest today. And Laurie, her company works with cannabis and consumer product companies and brand strategies and designs and consumer insights and commercial go-to-market strategies and all of those kinds of things. And she is with us today, and we're talking, and she calls herself the Fractional Chief Marketing Officer. And I love that title. I love that title. She's also recognized at the in the cannabis arena and the Cannabis Beverage Expo, and it goes on and on and on. And Laurie, so thrilled you're with us today. So we're talking about the tremendous amount of taxes that companies have to pay. That's why you see so many conglomerates and so many big companies with big deep pockets in this arena, because otherwise you just couldn't survive.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's very, very challenging. And we have something called 280E, and I'm not going to make myself an expert on accounting, but the thing about 280E is that most of the deductions that a regular company could take, cannabis companies cannot. And so they are taxed at just a much higher rate. And so opening any kind of cannabis operation is exceptionally expensive, which is why we see more deep pockets coming in. But, you know, what I always think is really interesting is, you know, the deep pockets are really kind of referred to as the multi-state operators, so the MSO.
Yes.
And, you know, those MSOs are still entrepreneurs. They come from all, you know, kinds of professions, and they've started these companies, and it's amazing what they have done in such a short period of time to really help develop the industry. So, you know, I know that they're looked at as kind of the big bad wolf sometimes, but, you know, I believe that, you know, they've really helped kind of get this off the ground. They've helped normalize it. They've helped destigmatize it. And we've seen a lot of movement in the cannabis space because of it. But what I always find super interesting is, you know, I come from consumer packaged goods. So I've worked for, you know, some of the big CPG companies. And I see a lot of my, when I joined the industry, I got a lot of weird looks from my, my counterparts in CPG. Like, why would you do that? That's, you know, that's not the kind of thing you should be doing. And a lot of them are now trying to come into the cannabis space, which is really interesting. And you talked about the green rush earlier. And the thing about the green rush is that anybody outside of the industry thinks that this is where all the money is. They think that all of us are just floating in the seats of cash.
I know. It's just the irony of this whole story. Because let's go back 5, 6, 7 years ago. And there was this thinking back then that you really could make money, that there was an opportunity that even people from very low socioeconomic backgrounds could make it in the cannabis industry. Well, I don't know if you've looked lately, but I was just at BizCon in, I think it was November. Were you there?
Yeah, at MJ BizCon in Las Vegas.
Yeah, in Las Vegas. Yeah. I didn't see a lot of women at the booths. Honestly, I really didn't. So I don't know where the diversification is. I didn't see a lot of colored. I didn't see a lot of Asian. I didn't see a lot of Latinos. I just didn't. Now, I may be wrong, but it just, there was a wonderful movement of black women in cannabis, and I loved them, and I did a podcast with one of them, and they were on the show. But that was it. That was the representation.
So it's interesting. Cannabis was supposed to be the industry for women and minorities. It was supposed to be ours.
Right, exactly. What happened?
Unfortunately, it isn't. And so, you know, less than 10% of CEOs in the cannabis space are women, and even less are minorities. And to me, that's really unfortunate.
Why is it like that? Why are we even having this conversation? Why is there such a limit on who can enter this industry? Has it become that financially out of reach?
I think that's part of it. And so for when you think about minorities, a lot of the states have started to enact like social equity platforms. And Illinois, where I am located, is one of those states. Unfortunately, the thought behind it was really great to help minorities who are impacted by the war on drugs be able to stand up businesses and take advantage of an industry that had hurt them. The way it's played out isn't the way it was intended. And so a lot of these social equity operators have not been able to get their businesses off the ground. They haven't been able to get the funding they've needed. And if they do get funding, a lot of times they're giving up most of their business. It's an unfortunate dynamic that seems to be happening. And I haven't seen a state really figure out how to do social equity. But, you know, when we think about women and minorities in the industry, unfortunately, we saw the same multi-state operators that I was talking about earlier. A lot of them have, you know, some of those deep pockets that we were talking about, and they were able to get these businesses up and running.
So it's so interesting because Massachusetts also has a limit on the number of cannabis shops you can open. It's 3. That's it.
Yeah.
You cannot. And now, is that around the country, or every state obviously has their own, but are many states restricting the number of shops you can open?
Not necessarily. So, yes, Massachusetts, that is correct. And, in fact, when I worked for a multi-state operator, I had 3 licenses for dispensaries in Massachusetts. And we had some others that were considered like joint partnerships. But Massachusetts doesn't necessarily recognize, like they don't recognize that. But here in Illinois, you could apply for licenses, and then if you had medical licenses, you could get the same amount of recreational licenses. So you could actually increase pretty dramatically if you had a bunch of licenses here in Illinois. The thing about cannabis is everything is done on a state-by-state basis. And so I always attribute it to liquor. So I used to work for Beam Suntory back in the day, back when they were Beam Global Spirits and Wine.
Right.
And you know, in liquor, you have open markets, franchise markets, and control states. And within each of those 3 dynamics, every state operates differently. And what I tell people is that when we see federal legalization one day in the future, you really need to think about how your liquor laws look, because that is how it's going to operate.
We have to take a quick break. We will be back with Lori Hartkett. She is an executive in the cannabis arena, her company LKP Impact Consulting. And Lori's on LinkedIn, and we will take a quick break and be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, HUZ, and Educational Odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD. but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
back. It is Frankie Boyer and Laurie Hartfit is with us. She is a chief marketing. She is really someone that the cannabis industry looks to because she's the one that has the experience. She's the one. She is known as a fractional chief marketing officer. And Laurie, we're talking about the diversification. We're talking about conglomerates coming in and taking over in this industry. Where do you see the small mom and pop stores? Where do you see the small guy that we just interviewed a fabulous guy that was set up to be busted and he got busted and now he's running his own. He's producing cannabis and has his own farm. But those are far and few between. So how do we give people an avenue to get into the industry, or is it completely not available today?
Oh, I think it's available today. I mean, what I'm concerned about is once we do get to federal legalization, that's when the barriers, I think, are going to be even worse for women and minorities and those who are impacted by the war on drugs.
Okay, so tell us why.
So I don't know if this is a very popular view, but, you know, we look at the multi-state operator right now, and I hear people say, you know, the multi-state operator is the big bad wolf. And the truth is, I come from traditional industry. I come from CPG. I know what the big bad wolf looks like. And this is not the big bad wolf. The multi-state operators seem like they are because they are the big players in the industry. But the truth is that the big bad wolf is coming. They are laying in wait. So you have big alcohol, big CPG, big tobacco, big pharma. They are all waiting in the wings for federal legalization. They are watching what's happening in the industry. And once that happens, they're all going to come in. And we even see that. Like, if you look at Canopy Growth, they are partially owned by Constellation, which is a big alcohol company. And so we know that this is coming. And if you want to be in this industry, now is the time to get in. We still have entrepreneurial spirit in the space.
Yes.
And when I think about the smaller operators, you know, when I look at like a CPG segment, so I used to work in pasta sauce and I worked for one of the big pasta sauce brands. And when we talked about how you merchandise the pasta sauce set, you have your value tier. That's going to be like your canned pasta sauce. Then you have your mainstream, which is going to be like your Ragu's and Preco's. Then you go to premium, which is your Bertolli and Classico. And then you have super premium and organic, which is like Rao's and a lot of those craft offerings.
Yes.
We also see this in the beer segment.
Yes.
And the fastest areas of growth in those categories is really that craft side. That small batch, that unique flavor profile, that's where the growth really is, even in traditional industries like CPG. And I see that as a place in cannabis as well. So these multi-state operators, they've done a great job setting up these businesses, but I really haven't seen true creativity come out of some of them, where I do see that in some of these smaller players. They have vision. They have, you know, a creative mindset. And so I think we're going to start seeing, you know, increases in quality, unique inclusions and unique profiles from some of these smaller operators. So I would love to see more of them get in while they still can and help diversify the product offering so that we can serve our patients and consumers better.
I have another question for you.
Of course.
And this is a tough one, Laurie. This is a tough one. When do you think will it take every state to get some form of legalization before the feds finally say okay, or are they going to let the states bang their brains out and they're going to walk away?
So I don't think it's about how many states legalize. I think it's about what's going to happen at the federal level. So I love seeing more and more states get on board. But there's a couple dynamics at play here. One is, you know, you have this stigmatization of cannabis. And this goes back to, like, the Nixon days where he was shelving studies.
No. It's so obnoxious. Absolutely. Yeah. It's obnoxious because the minute you mention hemp or CBD, oh, I don't want that. I'm not going to take that. That mindset, when people don't even understand what they're talking about, it's apples and oranges. They're not even the same product. CBD and cannabis that gets you high THC.
Absolutely. You're completely correct. And, you know, when I joined the industry, it's funny because, you know, I'm a mom of three. And I had people who wouldn't let their kids play at my house when they found out what I did. Those same people asking me now about how they partake responsibly. And so we are seeing a changing dynamic. But at the federal level, you know, we saw Joe Biden come into the presidency, and he was a big war on drugs person. He always has been. And he did a little flip-flopping for the election as well as for the midterms. But the truth is, he's not going to legalize it federally. He's just not. That's not his thing. And so I think it's going to take a president who comes in who feels strongly about federal legalization. And I don't know when that's going to happen. And I don't foresee it in the Biden term, and I don't foresee it in the next election either. There's a financial dynamic at play as well as a social one. And they're both difficult to overcome. So from a financial perspective, the federal government's going to be making a lot more money without federal legalization.
That's right. Yes.
Once it's federal, then you have to treat it somewhat like you would treat alcohol, like you would treat tobacco.
I was going to ask you about that. Since you've been in the alcohol industry, give us the comparison of people want to put cannabis in that arena how do you feel it works or it doesn't work?
How alcohol works or doesn't work?
No. How the comparison of alcohol with the cannabis industry?
I think it's going to be very similar. I mean, they're different industries for sure. And when you think about the consumer and how the consumer would interact with it, they are different. And so I actually had this conversation with somebody yesterday because we're looking at, you know, consumption lounges starting to open. And, you know, one of the concerns I have is, you know, in New York, they've talked about, you know, allowing restaurants and bars to get licenses. And when you think about a bartender, bartenders are fantastic at what they do. And they know how to identify someone who is too intoxicated to drive. They know when to cut somebody off. Because with alcohol, from a consumer perspective, your height, your weight, your age all play into how you metabolize alcohol. So, you know, someone, you know, me at my age, at my height and weight versus another person around the same, as long as neither of us are like very heavy drinkers or don't drink at all, alcohol will generally affect us about the same way. But cannabis is totally different. And so you can't see someone's receptors. And so it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, how that plays out versus alcohol, where you have an idea of how that affects somebody. And especially with so many people coming into this industry who've never tried it before, who haven't tried it in years, it's going to take a lot of trial and error to figure out how do we make sure that people are consuming responsibly, how do we make sure that they're not driving in a way that they're too intoxicated to really understand. But when it comes to the dynamics of the alcohol industry versus the cannabis space, I think they're going to be operated in very similar ways in the future. And I think, as I said, the dynamic in alcohol of open markets, franchise markets, and control states, we're going to see a similar dynamic with cannabis as well. And so I always tell everybody, when you think about federal legalization, take a look at your liquor laws, because that's likely how it's going to operate in your state.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I so agree with you. We are finishing another segment with Lori. Lori Harfit is our guest today, an accomplished executive leader and coach and marketing executive. And I just want to ask you a bunch of other questions when we come back from break. She is the chief marketing officer, and we will also give everybody how they can find you, LKP Impact Consulting.
It's www.lkpimpact.com.
Wonderful. We'll take a quick break and be back in just a moment. Our remaining moments today on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey with Lori. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. That's 800-694-1130.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and we're talking everything about the cannabis, the industry as a whole today on Cannabis Talk A2Z and Educational Odyssey with Laurie Harfit, an executive with LKPImpact.com. She is the fractional chief marketing officer, and we're so thrilled that she's with us today. And so, Laurie, women, minorities, what word of advice do you have for anyone, men, women, all colors, all sizes, all shapes? What do you say to them if they want to enter this arena?
I say to get together, we rise. So it's going to be important for us all to work together to make sure that we all have a space in this industry. And I think we do have a space in this industry. And one of the things that I say to women and minorities or people who want to get into the space is you don't necessarily need to apply for a job with a multi-state operator or a state operator or a regional operator. You know, what is your idea? How can you make the industry better? What can you add? What can you contribute and form your business that way? When I left a multi-state operator, you know, I did what everybody did. I freaked out and I applied for a ton of jobs and, you know, it was the capital markets crisis and nobody was hiring marketing people. And eventually I figured out that I could start my own thing and use the experience that I had gained and my passion for helping people live better lives to form a company that could help businesses really grow and scale. And so I say to everybody, figure out what you're great at. Figure out what you contribute and build it. This industry needs businesses to be built. And they don't necessarily have to be licensed operating businesses. They can be on the ancillary side too. They can be in technology. You know, take what you know and drive innovation within the space. And all of us in the industry are really very community driven. And that's one of the things I love about the cannabis space is that for me, I really found my family. You know, I have a wonderful family myself, but coming into the cannabis space, I found colleagues all across the industry who I feel like I can go to with anything, who support me with everything that I do. And I never felt that way in CPG. Right. You know, in CPG, I spent 17 years there, and I used to hate going to conferences. I used to hate those meetings. I would go back to my room quickly. I never felt like I truly fit in. And what's so great about cannabis is that we're kind of the industry of misfits.
So everyone has said that to me. And it was pretty apparent at the conference, at the MJ Biz show.
Yep.
That the quirky, nerdy, it didn't matter. That no, people feel very connected to other people in this industry. They just do.
I would agree. And I think it's because we are all the people that didn't fit in traditional industries, for whatever reason that is. You know, for me, it's because I'm a high-risk individual. I like swinging for the fences. I like big ideas and vision, and traditional industries are much more conservative. In the cannabis space, you know, what's so interesting is I feel like I found an industry where I'm not tolerated, I'm celebrated.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
And I felt like I was barely tolerated in CPG.
Do you see that we can take now industrial hemp and start using in the environment? Because I really, and I want your take on this, I really feel the umbrella of this industry has the potential to be the savior. It can save financially. It can bring in revenue. It can be used in commercial building. We're having a building boom. Imagine using hemp products, hempcrete instead of concrete. Give me your spin on this. And where do you see it even happening, if happening?
So industrial hemp is actually one of the interesting areas of the industry. You know, it was used a very long time ago, but has really, we haven't seen it utilized a lot in recent years. But the truth is, you know, when we think about greenhouse emissions, when we think about your carbon footprint, when we think about all of these environmental issues that we're facing as a society, as a planet, industrial hemp is a green, literally, a green product. And so that could actually really help us in terms of how do we create a greener society? How do we make sure that we don't destroy our planet? But what it's going to take is a tremendous amount of education.
That's why I add that tagline. It came to me in a meditation, an educational odyssey, because that's what this show, this is what my purpose of doing this show is, just to do exactly what we've been doing today. Talking about the possibilities, talking about the opportunities, talking about how this plant has so many facets and so many wonderful things. And yes, can you abuse it? Absolutely. Can you become addicted to cannabis? Absolutely.
My gosh, Frankie, you can become addicted to anything.
Everything and anything. That's exactly the point. That's exactly my point. So, you know, we really need to embrace what you're sharing with us today and understand that there are many roads that we need to take.
And what's so great is that this is a plant. This is a natural product. And the things that it can do for people can be pretty amazing, as well as what it can do for the planet.
Oh, we are out of time. Lori, this has been so fabulous. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I've absolutely loved our conversation.
LKPimpact.com. I'm Frankie Boyer. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Tomorrow, you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.